Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, it is myself, Stephen Bright, Stephanie White, and CJ Tatum.
Oh, I see. You go first this time.
I do. Now, for those of you that aren't recognizing my voice, it is Jesse. My sinuses have decided to engage in civil war on my face, so everything's just going bleh. So I apologize for any sort of less than stellar quality from my voice today.
There's a lot of snot on everything, too, so you might want to wash your hands after listening to the show today.
I haven't been actively blowing my nose at things.
No.
Man, you sound like you're about to audition for the Oak Ridge Boys. Give me your best oompa mau mau.
Oompa mau mau.
They're calling me right now. They want you. They're kicking old oompa mau mau guy out.
Well, we
in
got,
favor of Jesse.
We got our old reference out of the way for the show today.
Do old man river.
Do old man river.
I don't know that one.
Old man river.
You did it earlier, I think.
Did I?
That maybe. Old man river.
No, I'm all right. I'm all right. Man, they've had it. They've had enough of me singing. I don't know. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Nerd stuff.
Oh.
I'm sure the listeners are tired of me singing already. Anyway.
We're not. Keep going.
Well, if you guys want to hear more of Jesse singing with sinus issues, send an email to podzilla1985@hotmail.com. All right.
Before it goes away. You have to hurry.
That's, well, no, I mean, like, this season, it's going to be back a few more times, I assure you. We just didn't record last October, so you guys didn't get to hear it. It's always, like, September through early November for me. This is it's a pretty frequent occurrence. So, on to the show. First, we're going to talk about Payday 2. For those of you that aren't in the know, Payday 2 recently came out with their black market update. In this update, they added microtransactions.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Even that sounded better.
God damn it. All right. The black market update, Overkill, the developing studio for Payday 2, said that they were never going to add microtransactions to the game. So the game is complete. It's unnecessary. They don't need it. They went back on it. They saw CSGO has a similar structure integrated into their game, and it's been very successful. Some even claim that it saved CSGO. However, Payday 2 fucked it up. The way the Payday 2's microtransactions work, whenever you complete a mission, there is a safe that it appears. It requires $2.50 of real money to open the safe. Inside the safe are skins, or one skin, maybe multiple. I'm pretty sure it's just one. Now, that wouldn't be such a big deal, because cosmetic items, fine. I've talked about it before. I'm A-okay with microtransactions being purely cosmetic. No problem with it at all. These skins have stat modifiers. So you pay $2.50, and you can get a skin that increases your stats. That's microtransactions done horribly wrong.
Awfully.
You don't make your microtransactions impact the game. And if they do impact the game, there has to be a way to at least fairly easily get it for free.
Mm.
Like,
through work.
Yeah.
Or play in this.
Like Battlefield 4, they had packs to where you can unlock all the weapons in multiplayer, or you can just grind out the weapons and they'll unlock eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, even that's not so bad. Like, it's just, I don't like games, though, that limit your play, and then, like, you can buy all the stuff now, or you can play, you know, for the 10 minutes we allow you to each day, and slowly but surely acquire these items. I also hate that method.
I'm looking at you, Pokemon Shuffle.
Oh, yeah, for real. Fucking Pokemon. Why won't you let me play your game, Pokemon Shuffle? I just want to play your game.
Clash of Clans and Boom Beach are two games that had me, like, hooked for a good day and a half. Just dropping 99 cents every couple hours. Because I wanted to do more stuff, and I didn't want to wait it out.
Yeah, and, like, I every time, like, a game, if I want to play your game, let me play your goddamn game.
Yeah.
Don't make me pay to continue playing your goddamn game. just let me pay you a flat fee if I really enjoy it. Sure. Stop making me shame. Anyway, no, I get real heated on that kind of stuff. So typically, I just, like with Clash of Kings, I started playing it because I heard it was really fun. And when, as soon as it told me, it's like, all right, you can't play anymore today, uninstall. Yeah. I just straight closed out the application, uninstalled, done.
Yeah, I have to be no tolerance on it like that, too, because that stuff really works on me. Like, if it offers me, like, hey, you can give us this pittance of money, this 99 cents, you'll never even notice it was gone. Just so that you can play before without having to wait half an hour to be able to push another button. You can give us 99 cents, you'll never know it was gone. You'll never even notice.
You will about the 20th time.
Yeah, and then a day and a half later, 20 goes down the line, I've spent like $30. And I have to reconsider my choices.
I can't even convince myself to buy any of those menus for my 3DS. You know, the customizable menus? Yeah.
I can't talk myself into any of those.
I had like
$1.30 in my account, so I bought the Majora's Mask one because it looks cool.
I think they look cool, but it's just like...
Because that exact thing happened.
Yep.
I just had extra on it.
I got the Link Between Worlds.
That one's cool, too.
Really cool.
Yeah. Like, they're all... Like, a lot of the Zelda ones are really cool. Like, I don't know that they're necessarily worth the money, but I just had money in there. So I was like, all right, fine, why not? Because, you know, Nintendo only lets you buy in, like, $5 and $15 increments, and then they charge, like, $2.99 for games. Because reasons. Anyway, another example of microtransactions done right, though, and it wouldn't be an episode of Nerd Up with Stephen Bright on it if I didn't talk a little bit about Destiny. They introduced the Eververse Trading Company. It is the new Destiny microtransactions. Now, I know Asa is out there listening to this, like, God damn it, Destiny fucking up again. But no, Asa, hear me out. I'm going to feed you, little bird.
He's turning his head away and frowning. He's got more than one. He's turning his head away and frowning, like, I don't want the airplane. No.
No.
So the way the microtransactions work in Destiny, they have emotes for sale. So just, you know, for those of you that have played, when the D-pad is relegated to making gestures in the game. Used to, it was sit, dance, wave, and point. The Taken King introduced, for the people that bought the Collector's Edition, an additional dance that was exclusive. They have one new one for each class. Now with the Eververse Trading Company, they introduced two dances? Or is it just one?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. Yeah. And then they introduced a shitload of new emotes like cheer, safe, tantrum, slow clap, all these other, like, bring it on, like, all these other really cool little emotes. And it adds absolutely nothing to the game, just that little bit of extra, like, customization to what you can do. And it's just really neat, and, like, PvP is what I see it, or when I see these emotes most. But they also added
the new teabags.
Yes.
And they're a lot more fun to do than teabags.
I was playing against some guy yesterday that every time he killed me, or anybody for that matter, he would do the safe emote. It was safe. it was really funny, but at the same time, I was like,
you're not going to be safe for very long.
So, like, whenever I killed him, I just did a hammer dance on his corpse.
Because
I love that dance. And that was one I got for getting the Collector's Edition, because I like throwing my money at Bungie. Anyway, so the dance that you can get, though, and this was marketed brilliantly, and I'll explain why in a second. The dance you can get is called...
the Carlton.
No, it's not called the Carlton. It's called, like, the Excited Dance or something like that, or Enthusiastic Dance.
Yeah, the Enthusiastic
Dance. It's called the Enthusiastic Dance. It is the Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. the dance that Carlton did, and every time he ever danced, was that. Now, it is, I think, 500 of this in-game currency. Is that correct,
Yeah,
Steven?
It's $5 bucks and 100 for a dollar.
Yes. And you get bonuses for buying extra. Destiny, or Bungie, gave every person that logged on in a certain period of time 400 of this free currency, which is enough for two standard emotes.
Now, everyone got 200, but you did have to log on.
Get the additional 200.
Additional.
So, yeah. Everybody that has that had an account that had played Destiny before got 200 automatically. If you logged on in the window from, like, starting at towards the end of August to, like, towards the end of this month, you get a free additional 200. So you get 400, which is enough for two of the standard emotes. You just have to pay a little bit of extra money to get the Carlton. So, congratulations, Bungie. You're going to get $5 from me because I really want the fucking Carlton. I want it so bad because it's so awesome.
You can go hunt down that guy that kept killing you and then do that dance over him when you get him.
Yeah. And I just got to imagine, like, my Titan's got this big cheesy-ass grin whenever he's doing it, too. Just, oh, God.
Or doesn't. Like,
it did, Pan.
We have to go through this again.
I guess I got to do the dance. Better hurry up before somebody comes around this corner again.
And what's really great about the new emotes are the YouTube videos that people have made.
Oh, yeah, because people are already doing, like, this video went viral on YouTube of just this fire team that did a music video, and they, you know, with some of the new weapons, they fire what look like lasers and stuff like that, so there's like a laser light show. Is really cool. And then ever since the new emotes, there have been so many more, and there have been some that have been really, really well done.
Yeah, my favorite one, it's just this guy making, you know, good timing with his emote. It's a, you know, take a swing emote where he just takes a stance like he's in baseball and takes a swing. Well, the final raid boss from King's Fall, like, his death animation starts, but he doesn't actually, like, die right there. So as soon as his death animation started, he started that emote. So he timed it perfectly to where he, whenever he got knocked out into space, he took a swing. Like, he was batting a home run.
The really fun thing about that raid, whenever you finish it, you get to, like, watch the boss float towards Saturn. Or not Saturn.
It's Saturn.
It is Saturn. Yeah. The floating court. Okay, thought he was floating somewhere different. But yeah, no, you get to watch the boss. It does.
That one's Saturn.
Yeah, because that's the place you go, like, on Saturn. You actually go to the Dreadnought, which is located inside the rings of Saturn. Oh. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It, like, displaces a spot in the ring. But yeah, whenever you kill the boss or Oryx in that one, yeah, you just see him flying forever, like just slowly flying towards Saturn.
I wonder really if neat. You can actually see him start going into the, like, atmosphere of Saturn and, like,
start burning up.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I don't think so, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine we would be watching for a long time.
Yeah, that's a long.
It would take a really long way. It would take a while.
Yeah. And the boss is gigantic, so you do get to see him for a while. Just watching him get tiny is really neat. But yeah, so Destiny, the trading company. That's microtransactions, in my opinion, done correctly because
they don't impact the game.
Correct. They don't impact the game
just
at all.
Just awesome YouTube videos.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're really cool little emotes. And, again, they also just gave everybody... they're like a good crack dealer. First taste is free.
Yeah.
You want the good stuff? That'll cost you.
So, yeah. Moving on, though, to a topic I'm much less excited about. League of Legends. Now, those of you that know me out there know that I invested a significant amount of time and money into that game over the course of several years. Like, I got really good at it. I got really into it. I invested a lot of money into skins and everything else. As the game started to get popular and more people started to play, the community started just really turning. Like, the community has never been stellar. They've just been, they haven't been as bad, or they weren't as bad as it is now. Like, one in every four matches or so, you'd get a really hateful, toxic player. Now, you're lucky to go five matches with no toxic player. Or, you're lucky to go five matches, what am I trying to say?
With one toxic player?
With just one.
Yeah, you're lucky to go five matches with just one toxic player. There we go. That'll work. That works. Crazy.
I told you this wasn't the time for math.
I used all my math ability early.
Yes, you did.
And my speak ability is gone, too.
Dang it. We're down two people who can't speak. I can't words, and now you can't words?
I never words good, honestly.
Oh.
I just pretend to words good sometimes.
He just math good.
I math good.
He maths very good.
Most of the time. So yeah, I'm lucky to go five matches with only one toxic player. Or actually, honestly, I'm lucky to go one match with only one toxic player if we're going to go that route. it's ridiculous. I haven't played, granted, in over a year now because I had to quit. Like, I couldn't stay in the community anymore. Like, it was so bad. I remember we've talked about this before on another show a long time ago. Shannon, you know, I was really into League of Legends. He wanted to play because he actually got into it originally around the same time I did. But Shannon being Shannon, he quit stuff pretty frequently.
Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon in Pennsylvania. Love and life, hopefully.
In the snow?
Yeah, it's snowing up there, apparently. I know he loves snow. So, anyway, I tried to get Shannon to play. And, you know, he was actually interested and wanted to play with me. So we did just a co-op versus AI, which, for those of you that have not played the game, it's basically you get five people on your team and you play against bots. There's a beginner setting and an intermediate setting. We had it on beginner because Shannon was still, like, reasonably new to the game. He didn't really understand the mechanics. So we were just playing. Playing with beginner bots. Now, me at this point, I was a fairly high-ranked player. You know, I had max level and everything else. I had lots and lots of champions. My ranking in the ranked mode was fairly high. I'm playing against these beginner bots. Now, not to toot my own horn anymore here, I can clear a beginner co-op match solo. I've done it. Like, that was just something I would do when I was just practicing, like, builds, mechanics, and stuff like that with new characters whenever they would come out, and I would get them. So, we were in no danger of losing this game, just to front this story. Shannon is playing a character that he likes, and he's just kind of experimenting. You know, he doesn't know the mechanics very well, he doesn't know the builds very well, he's just kind of, you know, doing stuff, learning a little bit. And this dude on our team is just trashing him throughout the whole beginning of the fucking game, saying, like, what is that build? Caitlyn, what are you doing? Because he was playing the character named Caitlyn. Just like, what is that garbage build? You're going to cause us to lose. And just trashing him hard. And eventually I was just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, I will win this by myself. We are not in any danger of losing. Just shut up, play your lane, and let's move on. These are beginner bots. Emphasis on beginner. And he didn't say anything else. And we won.
See, that's when you should have started doing it on purpose.
Yeah. See, my favorite, fucking him up.
Some of my favorite screenshots from Animal Crossing. You know that one fish that's like the biggest one? It only comes out at like 4 p.m. when it's raining on certain days in Animal Crossing?
Mm-hmm.
The really, like, hard to pronounce name, rare one?
Sure.
Somebody keeps finding them and then releasing them, like, immediately. And somebody was like, why did you release them? Like, that's really hard to find. It's worth so many bells. Why did you do that? And then so they replied with another screenshot of them holding one. It's like, well, that's not what I wanted, and threw it back. And then it keeps going like three or four times. That's what you guys should have done.
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
Yeah, it's like if yeah, you're burning the stage down, you're coming with me. Just...
Yeah,
why people gotta be mean?
That's something that I've noticed a lot about, like, any kind of online game. You're not allowed to be new at the game.
Right.
You're not allowed to.
And, I mean, if you can't go to a beginner bot match
without finding a turd like that,
right,
it's not worth playing that game.
Like, absolutely not. Yeah, that community is just shit. Like, I know some League of Legends players that are perfectly fine, and, you know, I'm obviously not talking to you guys. However, you guys do know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, maybe I am talking to you. Yeah,
you're not allowed to be new at those games.
No.
Even if you say, look, I just started today, they will still just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for every helpful person, so... you will find at least 20 shitbags.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not worth it.
Now, to follow up that story, the reason we're talking about this, League of Legends is initiating a new fix, hopefully.
And this is genius.
Another step, anyway, to kind of clean the toxicity of this community.
Or madness.
Yeah. it is a... if you have a username that's been flagged as inappropriate, which can obviously happen because it's free to play. People can make as many usernames as they want. If it clears the filters, it can still be inappropriate. You have a username that gets flagged as inappropriate. In order to play or continue to play the game with that account, you have to take a fairly lengthy test with questions lifted straight from the narcissistic personality inventory. So yes, they are testing you for narcissism. after you finish the test, you have to play 50 matches with a username that they give you. Now, 50 matches, in a match of League of Legends, a quick match is about 35 minutes.
Good fucking lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Double not worth playing.
Right. You can finish a match. The quickest a match can possibly be is about 20 minutes. You can finish before that if you just absolutely steamroll the opposing team, but it's not likely to happen. In the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of matches I played of League of Legends, thousands of matches. Okay. Anyway, in the thousands of matches I've played of League of Legends, maybe half a dozen times did I finish a game before the 20-minute timer. Because that's the earliest an enemy team can surrender, is 20 minutes. So, it's not very common. So, yeah, typically the quickest a match is going to go is 20 minutes. Because that's when they can surrender. Like I said, quick match, about 30 to 35 minutes. I've had matches go an hour and 20 sometimes. So you have to have 50 of those. And then once you're done, you have to take another lengthy test with similar questions. Now, a lot of people are speculating what the purpose is. Like, why are they doing this? Because it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to... for cleaning the community, because most of those people are just going to make another account, or especially if it's a new account that just got flagged as inappropriate, like, fuck that, I'll just make another one, because again, free. However, like, if my name ever got flagged as inappropriate, I would absolutely do all of those steps to get it back, because I had hundreds of dollars worth of skins.
Guessing, like, do you have to pass the second time you take that test? Like, you take the first test and it says, all right, you're like, let's just toss a number out there, like 30 steps down the narcissism spectrum.
Congratulations, you're a douchebag. Here's your, here's your gamer tag back.
And here's your receipt that says how much of a dick you are. Right? You do the 50 matches with the placeholder username. I'm guessing there will be, like, other restrictions there as well, like chat restrictions or something. To where they, like, maybe have to mitigate the hate that flows from you. And you take the test again once the 50 matches are over, and it gives you the test again, and unless you are less far down that narcissism spectrum than you were before the 50 matches, do you just get stuck with the restrictions for longer? Or is it just, we're just trying to see if this makes you less of an asshole? It's just a test.
What if they just straight up lie and just pick the right answers that are going to make them look better?
I don't know
If you get too good of a result, they forward you to the sociopath test.
True story?
I think that would be a good solution.
No.
If you score too perfectly, they forward you to a sociopath test and test you to see if you're a sociopath. Because that's the kind of thing a sociopath would do.
No, see, true story, I was filling out a job application one time, and apparently it got flagged because there's no way those answers could have been real. I'm not joking, that happened.
Neat.
But unrelated, they're still going to be awful when they get their title back.
Yeah.
I imagine all of them running around like a certain person we know, because they're not going to change anything.
I think a lot of what they're trying to do, a lot of people are speculating on what Riot's end game is here. Some people think that maybe they were approached by some sort of research group wanting to try and, you know, gauge if a narcissistic personality really does make you a trashy player. Like,
They've done other studies saying that the people who behave like that are losers. Like, actually just awful people.
Makes sense.
I believe that.
So, like, the people that are actually nice don't play that way.
Yeah.
So, just...
Because, okay.
I don't know why they've congregated on League of Legends, but...
Microphone plus anonymity
makes
a person the worst version of themselves that they could possibly be.
I know. That's why Jesse said our names whenever we started the show.
Yeah, to make us not dickbags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you fuckers game. Anyway.
I get flagged for being too nice.
No way this person's real.
There's no way you're real.
I'm actually a robot, guys.
I could believe
I built Stephanie in my spare time.
Me too, but we prefer artificial humanoid.
I kind of want moose antlers next time, though. Can we work that out?
I'm working on the Stephanie 2.0 update.
Cool. Yay.
I don't know who built CJ.
I mean, just make her a moose and she'll be
I Steven that my next patch will fix my tinnitus.
Steven forgot his arm today also. You guys can't see that, but yeah, he's missing his right arm.
Huh.
Yeah.
He left it in the dishwasher.
He's going to get one of those superhero replacement arms that
Can
they
I
make
get
for
a
little kids.
Arm from Metal Gear?
Yes.
I knew that's where you're going with it.
Sure.
All right, so guys, let's rein it back in. Okay. Yeah, no, these people are going to continue to be shitty.
Yeah,
but
maybe
I think
trying to learn.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. Like, even outside of a lot of people are speculating a lot of stuff, but a lot of them agree that this is less an attempt to actually change this person's outlook as it is trying to change or figure out how to change everybody's outlook. Like, using this research as a method of solving their toxicity problem.
Yeah, because League of Legends is not the only place on the internet that has shitty people in it.
Oh, yeah. No, it just
They're
has...
everywhere.
It just has the largest percentage of shitty people in any online
They're
community.
They're everywhere out there in the ether amongst us.
Yeah.
Who makes League of Legends?
Riot Games.
Maybe Riot Games are just finally trying to do something about that problem that we all thought was just a way of life.
Well, I mean, they've been trying. They've introduced numerous steps. Like, there used to be what was called the Tribunal, but that was a huge failure. Like, what's up?
Have they tried hats? Because that worked for Valve.
I don't think Team Fortress had never been all that toxic.
No, but there are hats.
And it's not toxic, so.
It wasn't toxic before the hats. Anyway, so League of Legends, they used to have what was called the Tribunal, where if you got reported during a game for being a shitbag, if you got reported enough times, they would take all of your game log, like your chat log, and they would post it to the Tribunal. And in the Tribunal, players would, like, other players, members of the community, would read your shit and then vote on whether or not you should get banned.
Oh, wow. Were these logs, like, anonymous when they put them up there? Like, A said this. Like, player A is the player we're looking at.
It was just basically player 1, player 2, player 3, and then okay. It's, you know, player 2 or player 1 is the guy that was reported, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, so it'd show the full chat log of that game, and you could read through it. But it was kind of lengthy. And a lot of times, you know, they would do 5+ games that you'd have to read through. So most players there was a reward. Like, if you went through the Tribunal, you could get IP, which is the influence points. It's in-game, not like the paid currency, but the way League of Legends works, there are two forms of currency, influence points and Riot points. Riot points are paid. You can use either to purchase champions, and you can use Riot points to purchase skins. So you would get influence points for completing Tribunal reviews, and you could use those to buy champions. So people were basically just clicking on ban just to get their influence points.
Somebody needs to just mail Riot just like an entire box of Lord of the Flies books. Like, just read up on this.
You figure out how this works, guys.
Yeah.
They
need to find a conch.
And they've done a bunch of other things. Like, I think one of the things that Grand Theft Auto did that I actually really liked, and I feel like League of Legends should do this too. Grand Theft Auto gave everybody, like, if you left or disconnected from a party or a group, if you did that enough times, you would get a dunce hat that you could not remove. And any time you went into any sort of matchmaking, whether it be like heists or just regular missions, PvP, etc., anytime you went into any of those, you would get matched with other people with dunce hats. So I really think that Riot could instigate something like that, where if you got reported enough times, you get a shit, like, you get an avatar that's basically a shit bag, just a bag of literal feces.
Just a paper bag sopping at the bottom, just brown stained.
Yes.
Full of poop.
It's like you are a shit bag. And then whenever you went in to play a match, you had to play with other shit bags, and you had to play, you know, 10 matches with shit bags,
and
then
you
got
to have them completed. You can't disconnect. Yeah,
you have
or
to
you get 10 more matches.
Yeah,
what
you have
what
to complete 10 matches with other shit bags.
What was the other game that did that? There was a game that was threatening to do that if you misbehaved. Am I thinking of Grand Theft Auto?
Maybe.
I don't remember the
dunce
hack.
I want to say there
was
also a first-person shooter that did it, too.
I think so. Or it was the people who were going to hack
the... No, wasn't it Splatoon that did something similar to that, where you got matched with, like, other toxic players?
I don't think it was Splatoon, but it was, like, it was some sort of PC multiplayer game. And they're just like, yeah, if we catch you, it was Titanfall.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
If they catch you cheating or hacking the game, they're going to stick you with the other hackers.
Yes.
So...
I do, yeah, because we had talked about that on an episode of Nerd Up.
Right.
Yeah. So that one, if you were cheating or hacking, you would just get matched with other cheaters and hackers. They wouldn't ban your profile or anything. You would just, if you got busted for it, you had to play with those people.
But I really like that technique, though.
Yeah.
That, like, you see how these people are acting that you're being forced to play with for 10 matches? These are your people. You're one of them.
So,
do you understand the problem here?
So you play 10 matches with other shitbags.
Shape up, asshole.
And then you get to go back into the regular community. And if you continue to be a shitbag, you have to play 20 matches with other shitbags.
But what they have to do is change the UI as well to where everything is just covered in shit.
I don't think it needs to go that far. I think the icon really emphasizes
how much of a shitbag you are.
I think the icon is far enough.
There was another game, if it found out you were playing a pirated version, it would pixelate everything.
Yes.
So that you couldn't see it.
Yep.
I think Serious Sam had a little, the last Serious Sam game that came out on PC had a little bit in it to where if it detected that you were using a pirated version, in one certain level, about midway through the game, it would spawn this giant, like, centaur crab guy who could not be killed and who just kept on coming after you. So you could not get past that point in the game if your game was pirated.
That's
you just
awesome.
Keep on getting killed by the giant centaur crab guy.
Centaur crab. That's awesome. All right, so, yeah. Riot, if you're listening, that's my it's my recommendation. That way you sift all the shit bags to the bottom, and then...
And all five people left are fine together.
They don't even have enough for two teams.
Those five people are going to be the best friends ever.
And then I will end that little segment of the show with, if you want to continue to play a MOBA game and you don't want to deal with that many shitbags, check out Heroes of the Storm. It's Blizzard's MOBA. It's way better. A long game is 25 minutes. And the community isn't garbage. Anyway. Now, our last topic of the show, Marvel and Fox finally made a deal. For those of you who don't know, somehow, Fox has refused to let any of their rights go back to Marvel. That includes Fantastic Four and X-Men.
Well, it worked out so well in their favor.
There's a rumor that Fantastic Four did go back to Marvel.
As part of the deal with the X-Men.
Oh, okay.
That's I heard that rumor as well. I have not confirmed it.
Yeah.
I meant to. I just completely forgot about it because Fantastic
Fox has proven themselves capable of making a decent Fantastic Four movie in their three attempts so far.
If you couldn't tell CJ's sarcasm there,
yeah,
I could cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
It's thick.
Yeah. It's thick as hell.
Because those movies are just god awful. All three of them. Just terrible.
They need to just let that property go because they can obviously do no good with it.
Yeah,
they need to let someone else try.
No amount of Chris Evans and... oh, shit. What's her name?
I would have known if you didn't ask me.
Jessica Alba.
Yes, Jessica Alba.
He's so much better as Captain America.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. But yeah, no amount of Jessica Alba and Chris Evans could have saved that first movie. And definitely not the second one.
Maybe they need the dunce hats and need to be off in the corner by themselves.
Yeah, Fox needs a dunce hat.
Yeah, they really do.
They need to think about what they did to Firefly, all those movies that were just god-awful.
Yeah, so...
be careful saying that on the internet. That's fighting words.
What? They did wrong by Firefly by canceling it.
Oh, okay.
He's on the Firefly fan side.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I understand what... Yeah, I wasn't clear
with
that.
Yes.
Okay. I apologize that I was contemplating hitting you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Phrasing.
Phrasing, Stephen.
Right, we're having trouble with words.
Marvel and Fox made a deal. They're going to have two new X-Men shows Marvel is going to be helping with, and it is TV shows. One is going to be on Fox, and the other one is going to be on the slightly more mature FX network. the show on Fox is going to be the Hellfire Club. You got to see a little bit of that in X-Men First Class. It's just a villainous group in the X-Men universe. And then FX is going to get Legion. Legion is a, kind of an interesting X-Man that was the product of an affair that Xavier had with a woman when he was in Iran, I think, if I remember right.
I thought it was Moira McTaggart.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
What's her name? It starts with a G. Gabrielle something. Gabrielle Holler, maybe?
I'm not getting anything from it from my brain. I don't remember it.
Yeah, Gabrielle Holler. Gabrielle, however you want to phrase it. Yeah. So... words. Yeah, that's Legion is a product of that affair. He
now, what does he do?
He's from the anti-hero era where everything was all about like hyper-violence and over-the-top stuff.
He has
several severe mental illnesses, one of which is DID, dissociative identity disorder.
Hence the name.
Yep, and several of his personas have their own set of abilities.
Neat.
Which is kind of a cool feature, or like kind of a cool thing,
cool
just in
angle.
General. Yeah, cool angle. Yeah, it's good phrasing for it. We're all about phrasing here today on Nerd Up. So that one could be really neat because Legion is kind of a cool hero. We'll have to see how that turns out. Definitely going to be doing a bit more in-depth analysis of this on The Marvelous Jesse and Chris, which will be not this coming Wednesday, but the following. Then the Hellfire Club. If you guys have seen X-Men First Class, that was the group with Sebastian Shaw. More memorably, Emma Frost, because she was just in there in white lingerie. Azazel, which was the Red Nightcrawler, as a lot of people call him. Who else was in that? Angel Salvador and Riptide were the other two members. So, yeah. That's what that show's going to be about. I don't know if it's going to use that cast, because obviously most of them died at the end of First Class, so I don't know if it's going to be a prequel show or...
Spoilers?
If they haven't
been out long enough.
I never watched First Class. Then again, I'm not familiar with X-Men, like, at all.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't care anyway.
I'm along for the ride.
So you're being considerate.
I've got First Class. We can watch it sometime. It's really good.
It is good.
That's
one
what
of
I've
the better
heard.
X-Men movies.
We'll see a lot of people shipping Xavier and... Magneto?
Shippers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're shipping those two.
You go to interesting places on the internet.
I know, right? I see some things.
Yeah. So.
Still better than the law community.
Yes. Not much can be worse than that.
Anyway. NAMBLA? NAMBLA?
I don't know what that is.
The North American Man Boy Love Association?
Oh, God.
Huh.
It's a real organization.
Thing.
I signed a dude I knew up for it when I was in high school. I signed a dude up for their newsletter on email.
That's not nice. I thought you said you signed up for it. I'm like, CJ, we need to have a talk.
No. I just got it to where this guy I knew was getting their newsletter.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
And he had no idea where it was coming from. He thought they were trying to recruit him.
Okay.
All right. So, I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're going to go with more of a like the comic book version. Which I don't know how they could necessarily do, but the comic book version featured people like, it did have Sebastian Shaw, it also had Emma Frost, but Phoenix made an appearance in that group, Magneto was in that group, a bunch of other no-name mutants were in there. So I don't know what team they're going to go with, I don't know what the timeline's going to be, I don't even know if it's actually going to relate to the X-Men films. Granted, I only checked two different sources, but nobody really had a whole lot of in-depth information on... where it's going to be, what it's going to be, etc. There's probably more on the internet, but I was really tired last night when I was researching this, so I didn't look too much into it.
I believe that there wasn't much yet. I mean, it was just announced, like, what, a week ago? Max?
Less than a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet there's probably not much that they've even decided on.
Probably
much
not.
Much less announced.
So, yeah. That could be really cool. I'm kind of excited for it. And I think that's going to do it, though, for Nerd Up. So, from Steven, CJ, Stephanie.
What's his name?
Steven. Steven. And myself.
Collectively, I almost called you two Steven and Stephanie once.
Stevin.
Yeah, I think that was actually like Stevin my brain Stevie. Just skipped a step when it was trying to figure out which stuff I was going to go with, like, Stephen or Stephanie.
I was like, which one are we starting with today?
Stephen and Stephanie.
Because I was looking at Stephen, but Stephanie is to my right. So it makes sense in order to go Stephanie, but I was looking at Stephen. So my brain jumped.
So you made a quick decision? I don't know.
It wasn't quick.
It wasn't quick. That was the problem.
I could see the loading screen, the loading bar on his forehead.
Yep. I just like the classic like Apple, just the
little circle. Beach ball of death.
That's what was happening on my head for a second. Anyway, from the Nerd Up crew,
yay.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.